it seems nature isn't always pretty. As a dragonfly flew close to the lake surface to grab a fly, a fish jumped out of the water to grab them both. Today, Jane Andrews shares observations about nature's food chain. This is A Walk in the Park.
After that fish jumped up to grab that dragonfly, our dog went after that fish. It reminded me of a childhood book, A Fly Went by Mike McClintock. The story of a fly being chased by a frog, chased by a cat, then a dog, then a cow, and so on. It was one of my favorite storybooks. We are constantly reminded of nature's food chain. At a recent stay at a farm, there was a very sweet yellow lab named Hector. Hector was very loyal and stayed close to his master. But that morning, hunting instincts took over and Hector rid the farm of a damaging groundhog. His master allowed his dog to savor his prize and protect it in his doghouse. Initially, Hector looked like he would snarl if anyone came close to taking his prize away. But the farmer said that he usually walks away and then they leave the remains for the foxes. However, due to how much praise we all showered on that dog, with tail wagging and half-gutted prize in his teeth, Hector joyfully showed off his kill. There was nature in its full glory right there, on a remote farm on top of a hill. About twice a year, my husband and I go on what we call a fishing trip. Neither he nor I are at all seaworthy, but we appreciate those who are. With a large cooler in hand, we set out for the fisherman's wharf to buy enough fish to stock our freezer. The place is buzzing with activity and the air damp with the smell of fresh seafood on ice. My fish prepping experience was limited to cutting fillets into meal-sized portions, until they recently showed me how to actually clean a fish. I felt like I finally made the connection between fishing and eating. Though I needed practice to master the skills, it made me appreciate the food I eat so much more. There is nothing like the feeling of a cooler packed with fish, caught naturally and sustainably. I feel a part of a natural food chain of events. I learned a lot about balance at that farm, how everything has its purpose and nothing is wasted. I think I will be able to handle it if and when our dog finally gets that squirrel.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.